Shanti, of course, is an extraordinarily rich topic, and the Buddha's discussion of it is very, very brief in the sutra. It's on page 52 of Wisdom Beyond Words, chapter 14. I'll read it a bit later. And it refers, this particular passage, it's a sort of shorthand reference, to a very famous Jataka story, a story of the Buddha in his previous lives, of Kshantivardhin, the follower or the teacher of Kshanti, the follower or the teacher of patience and forbearance. So let's recall that story. So long, long ago and far away, when the Bodhisattva was absorbed in his living of the Paramitas, he left the family into which he had been born, and he embarked on the practice of the perfection of patience. He had seen the pain caused by attachment, and especially the pain that arises out of anger and hate arising from attachment. He'd really seen the dangers of that and, the suffering of it. So he embarked on the practice, the intensive practice of patience. So he went forth into the great forest, into the jungle, and constantly worked on the cultivation of patience. Patience, forbearance, and of course, tenderness, loving kindness, tolerance, non-violence, non-harm, non-injury. And the place where he stayed in the jungle was a very beautiful place, very peaceful, and he had the reputation of a rishi, a saint, a forest-dwelling sage. And he dwelt, his little aranya, his hermitage, was by a beautiful lotus pond. And whoever would come to him, whoever would chance by, whoever would come, whenever they would come, he would always teach patience, teach the danger of anger and ill will, and the importance of non-retaliation, non-harm, non-injury, loving-kindness. And he lived very peacefully, generally solitary, but generous to whoever came. Now one day, there came to the jungle, there came to the forest, the king of Kalinga. And he came for an outing, a pleasure outing, a picnic, with his many wives from the harem, and his servants and eunuchs and all the rest of it. And they particularly came to bathe in one of the lakes in the forest. And they were swimming and disporting themselves, the king and his wives, having a wonderful time and a nice picnic and all the rest of it. The king became tired in the middle of the day, so he lay down on a couch, a divan that was specially brought, and had a nap. Now his wives, young wives, they weren't tired, they were excited, and they wanted to explore the jungle, because it was very beautiful, this jungle. So off they went, running through the woods, running through the jungle, and they found a path, and it's always irresistible when you find a forest path, and they followed that path. And it led them to the Aranya, the hermitage of the forest-dwelling rishi Kshantivardhin. And of course, he welcomed them with great, you know, dignity and hospitality. And of course, they calmed down in the presence of this great rishi. And he just started to teach them the Dharma. They just sat down and he started to teach the Dharma. This happens, this sort of thing happens even in India today. People will come along and you're sitting there talking and a Dharma teaching will just happen. And Kshantivardhin, as usual, began to expound on the importance of Kshanti, of patience and forbearance, the beauty of patience. Of course, the women became completely absorbed. And of course, they forgot all about their king. And then, of course, the king woke up and he was bleary-eyed from his sleep. You know, it was probably after a good meal. And, you know what it feels like when you wake up after that. Where are my queens? He asked his servants. Well, they've just gone off exploring, they said. They've just run off. And the king started to feel very insecure and uptight. Where are they? You know, they're supposed to be with me, supposed to minister to my every need. And he plunged off into the forest to find them. And he found a path. And he noticed that, there were ornaments, you know, that were on the ground. And he saw that there was betel spit on the floor, red spit. You know, obviously the queens like chewing the red betel nut. And twigs were broken, so he followed it through, and at last he came to the hermitage of Kshantivardhan. He saw this beautiful, handsome sage, you know, radiating spiritual majesty, expounding on patience to his beautiful wives. And he was furious. And he just called out, "What are you doing? You're pretending to be a holy man, but you're seducing my wives. I know what you're up to. You should be ashamed of yourself." Him storming into the hermitage, into the clearing. "A teacher of patience, are you? Well, we'll find out, won't we?" So Kshantivardhan was very calm, very peaceful, and he just held up a hand, just out of concern, out of compassion, because he felt incredible pain seeing this man so caught up in the agony of anger. And he saw this anger as pain. The king was in pain, so he just put up a hand in a response of compassion, and the king just advanced and hacked off his hand. "Still practicing patience, are we?" And then the arm, and then the legs, and then the head. Just hacked him limb from limb, all the time asking, "Are you still practicing patience?" And the Jataka story says, at no time did Kshantivardhan give in to anger or ill will or hate. He just felt love for the king. He just felt compassion for the pain that the king was in. And the king, you know, was in an absolute frenzy and sort of went off. And the text say he was just swallowed up by the earth. Kshantivardhan was kind of magically put together again and vanished into the divine realms. That's the story of Kshantivardhan. I think it would make a great play, a great film, you know, one of those sort of slow Japanese movies, very mysterious. You know, it'd be really good with all sorts of background to the different protagonists. I think it would be tremendous.